Hello, my name's Ian, and I'm about to introduce my mate Kelly from Alcohol Uncensored. Together, we're going to chat about all the things that are good about not drinking. This is a pilot exercise, a pilot episode. It may not go very well, in which case it could be the only episode, but let's find out. So, welcome to Alcohol Uncensored, and let me introduce my mate Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you very
Good.
much. Are we nervous?
Well, just a little bit. Just a little
We're
bit.
a bit nervous.
It's nice to. It's good. It'll be nice to chat. Obviously, it's completely outside our comfort zone, but it's important to us. So let's see how it goes.
Yeah, we've got no fancy jingles. We've got
Absolutely
no
not.
swish production.
Nope.
We've got a dodgy internet connection, and we just hope that it gets out there, don't we? Yeah. So as I said, this is a pilot test for promoting, I suppose, Alcohol Uncensored. And the plan is to chat for a bit, tell you all about Alcohol Uncensored, what it's about, who it's for, how it came about, who's involved, and a bit of information about how you can get involved if you're interested. So I'm going to start by asking Kelly, what exactly is Alcohol Uncensored, Kelly?
Sure. So Alcohol Uncensored is an online sobriety community. It was born out of the love of alcohol-free life that I got from the community Over the Influence. When I heard that Over the Influence were sadly closing their doors, I decided that it would be a good idea to create a community to replace it. It was a friend that suggested it at first, and I was like, oh God, no, I couldn't do that. And then I realised how much I was going to miss it. You'd said there about being nearly 6 years sober. I've kind of had a different path from you. I'm 4 months sober today, actually.
Hey.
And I've spoke previously on other podcasts and in social media that I work on my recovery through the 12-step program of AA, but I also need the fun and the positivity of an online community like this, something that's kind of that replaces Over the Influence, because I mean, I say it replaces it. I got so much. It made me fall in love with alcohol-free life. It really made me fall in love with alcohol-free life. And some
Yeah,
people
me
might say,
too.
"Well, why have you not stayed sober then?" And that's the big question. Unfortunately, for an alcoholic, it's not as easy as that. But I would not have found the joy in sobriety without the online community that was Over the Influence.
Yeah, I think me and you are good people to talk about this because even though we've got very different sort of journeys, shall we say, we share the same view, don't we? That actually, you can see the benefits of not drinking. It's blatantly obvious, and yet so many people, go round and round and round, that sort of constant sort of, oh God, I need to cut down on drinking. I need to stop drinking. Drinking's not good for me. It's knocking hell out of me. It makes me feel like shit. I'm doing things I regret. I'm feeling terrible. I'm heavier than I want to be. I want to be fitter. I want to do this, that, and the other. And yet we keep going back and back and back. And no matter, how you get there, and me and you were getting there in different ways. And I don't mean that in a cocky sort of, aren't I clever sort of way. It's just the way it is, isn't it? But we do share, which is why we're here now today. We share very exactly the same views as to what the benefits are when you stop drinking. It's all about the benefits for me.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm still here, sort of having these conversations, because it's great, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing. I was actually having a conversation with someone the other day, and they'd said to me, well, if you use 12-step program for your recovery of alcoholism, why can't you just introduce like hiking and running and all the fun things that you talk about doing in the community? Why can't you just do that on your own without being part of a community? But the community and the connection you get, the friends you make, is a massive part of it. And as much as you know, I'm big on yourself as well. I'm big on prevention, not just intervention. And when I see the amount of people that came through the doors of Over the Influence and other alcohol-free communities that got removed alcohol from their life and started to reap the benefits and are still sober 1, 2, 3 years down the line, that's when you realise that how much community and connection really works, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So you've talked there a bit about how it came about. Let's just go into that in a bit more detail. So you mentioned that it was born from Over the Influence, which For those who don't know what that is, it was a predecessor, if you like, to Alcohol Uncensored. That was, you and I were both members of, weren't we? And that's how we met originally. And there was loads of people in there, and it kind of went from being something that the founders themselves would call grubby, but it then became this massive, over years, became this massive community with hundreds of members. And people used to they used to meet for regular hikes, get-togethers in city centres over pizza, and they used to do live podcasts. There was an online community of people, sharing all their sort of good bits and bad bits and tough stories and nice stories and just general how they were getting on online. There was regular Zooms, and it kind of morphed into something massive, didn't it? And I think what you're trying to do, and doing a pretty good job of, is trying to, keep that going, under your own steam, and fair play to you for doing it. So tell us a bit about, 'cause how long's the community been going for now, the new.
So the community launched on the 1st of October. So it's not been that long. 1st of October it launched, and it was kind of a mad rush to get it up and running. Sorry, I've got a dog wanting in.
Go on, let him in. More the merrier.
This is how professional we
Told you
are.
it was grubby, didn't we?
So it was a kind of, it was obviously we found out that Over the Influence was closing the doors, and I was like, right, not something I'd ever thought about doing. I used to manage the Over the Influence website. It was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. I've always worked in IT and had an interest in it, and I thought, ah, bugger, I could build a website, I could build an app, kind of bit off a bit more than I could chew, but we got there in the end. It's 1st of October, and it's had a few teething issues along the way, should we say, but it's going really well. It's a really, really lovely, positive space.
It is. It is. And so tell us a bit about, what goes on in that, or in that community, for people who are thinking, well, what is this? Well, how does it all work? Tell us a bit about, because we just take it for granted. This is what it is. And because we've been in because we came from Over the Influence, if you like, we kind of think, well, yeah, this is what people do. But it's probably quite unique, isn't it? As a group and a community.
That is, I mean,
Tell people, all the different working parts that go into it.
So as I mean, there's a lot of communities out there, but I think ours is quite individual in that it's, I mean, there may be other communities out there as well, but it's not on Facebook, it's not on social media, it's a completely private platform. So it has within the app, there's a news feed, like a kind of Facebook news feed, a little bit like that, but it's specific and private to our app. Within the news feed, you can just kind of post updates on how good things are going, or post if you want a bit of advice, or if you're having a wobble, share podcasts and book recommendations. So it's a nice kind of, it's got a nice atmosphere in there. And we've also got a Zoom per day. So we have one Zoom per day, and we have nine amazing Zoom hosts, yourself included, that host those Zooms. And basically, it's just an hour for people to jump on and have a chat. I mean, the chats go in all different directions. Sometimes they're specifically about alcohol free life or navigating different events, and sometimes they're just about life in general and having a chat. So we've got one daily. We also have topic Zooms scheduled as well for different things that are going on in the community. So like next week we've got Susan, who's doing a workshop on values. We've also got Andy, who is doing a workshop on growth mindsets, and I'm doing a workshop on limiting beliefs. We're quite lucky in that myself and a few other of the Zoom hosts trained with Andy Ramage and did his positive psychology and coaching diploma. So we're able to kind of use the skills that we learned there to put it into the community to support people as well. So yeah, we've got those. What else have we got going on? We've got Hike Club. So we're kind of averaging on a hike a month. Just now, the next hike is on the 25th of January, and it's in the Peak District. Last month it was in the Lake District. So yeah, we're planning on at least one a month. We have book club, which the lovely Rebecca, who's a Zoom host as well, she does book club once a month, picks a book, and then at the end of the month everyone meets up and chats about it. So I think that's quite a busy and popular Zoom, that one.
You're forgetting the most important one.
The diet and fitness. I was coming to that. I was coming to that. So we've
Hope
also
you were.
We've also got diet and fitness. The reason I left that to last as well, Ian, is because it is the busiest part of the community. And we put out a survey. One of our community members, Ben, has put a survey together for me to send out to members just to say, look, what would you like to be happening in the community? How do you want it to look? What kind of events do you want us to schedule for the year ahead? And a couple of bits of feedback have been that there's a lot of diet and fitness chat at the moment. And there is, because it's a really, I think it's January, everybody's kind of motivated to go on a health kick. So I just wanted to mention the other things so that people knew that it wasn't just you give up alcohol and you need to start running marathons or getting a six pack. But it is a massive.
Do you know what? That's actually really important, isn't it? Because I think that for me it was like, when I stopped drinking, I kind of needed something to sort of keep me that way, if you like, and something to sort of show that actually, this is the better version and this is why he's better. And so I used to like my running, but I used to play about with it and I would never really took it seriously. When I stopped drinking, I really started enjoying my running again. And then next thing, I'm such a cliche, I'm bloody doing, half marathons and then marathons and stuff. So, and I like, trying to sort of eat well and look after my mind, mental health, well-being. It all comes together, doesn't it? But but you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be that. That's just, that's just one strain you can go down, isn't it? You might, I don't know, you might have been somebody who enjoyed playing the piano as a kid, for example, and you think, you know what, I'm sick. I'm actually going to get stuck into some of these things that I've let go because, I've now got the time and I've got the brain power to do these things. So yeah, it's not all about getting
And I
to
think the reason I did that is
halfway.
because you know what me and you're like fellow runners. We love the diet and fitness group. We love talking about running. And I thought if we get started on that first, we'll be off on a tangent and we'll forget about the other stuff. So that was my thinking behind
Are you trying to say I'm a one-trick pony, Ken?
that. That was my thinking on that. And I do have to mention before we forget as well, Rich also does a men's only Zoom. Which I think is quite good, and he does a 55 plus Zoom as well. So yeah,
Oh,
I can't.
I'll be eligible in August.
I'm far too young for that, Ian. Far too young.
Brilliant. Oh, God. Yeah, so our original question to each other there was, what goes on within the forum? And I suppose the answer is a bloody lot. And good on you, Kelly, because you're pulling all this together, aren't you, all the time? You're the one who's coordinating all of this and doing it. But it's great, isn't it? And I think, it's just a good forum for a lot of people, isn't it? I suppose my next question to you was, who do you think that the Alcohol Uncensored, in terms of everyone's listening, if anyone is listening to this thinking, I'm vaguely interested, but I'm nervous, right? Which I mean, there might be some people who are thinking like that. Who is this for? Who are you not targeting? Because that sounds like sales speak, doesn't it? But who would you love to see coming into the community?
So I would say it's open to anyone with a desire to live alcohol-free life and remove alcohol from their life. And I do have to say though that we wouldn't want anyone joining that needed any kind of medical care or specialist addiction unless they were getting that. Like for myself, obviously I'm an alcoholic through 12-step recovery. I'm strong in my sobriety and that's absolutely fine. So it's not a case of it's not a recovery program. That's the kind of probably the best way I can put it. It's not a recovery program. It's a community of like-minded people that can get together and support each other in alcohol-free life. Because the thing is, as well, people say, "Well, God, you must have a problem if you need a community to stop drinking," and it's not the case. I think
Yes.
what happens is normal life carries on, and people like your friends are still going out drinking, your family's still drinking. No one understands the feeling and the desire to stop drinking like other people that are in the same boat, if that makes sense. So I don't know if I've been clear enough about that. It's for anyone with a desire to stop drinking. And I would say for anyone that's nervous about joining, just give it a go. I mean, when I joined in 2021, an online community, I was a nervous wreck. And every single Zoom I went on, I would be sick as a pig. You'll know yourself, Ian, sick as a pig. And then I would come off and think, oh, that was so good. You always get something from it. And the friends that you make, the connections that you make, the things you learn, Like, it's not just about, it's about how much you learn and grow from the people you're meeting every single day. It's such a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely bang on. I mean, you think about the amount of people who we've met, and there's so many, there's dozens and dozens and dozens, isn't there, of people who we've met and become friends with. Some of them become really good friends with, and those that have stayed within the community for a long time, and there's lots of them. I remember so many of them when they first joined, because I was there right from the start when it was like before all the Zooms kicked off and stuff. So I've seen people, loads of people come through, go through over the influence, and so many of them used to be so nervous, and they're almost like flowers that have sort of like just developed and grown in front of your eyes, from people who've just who come on the Zooms, and quite understandably sometimes people didn't want to put the cameras on. They just wanted to listen, didn't want to talk. They
Which
might be
again
really
is fine.
nervous. Which is absolutely fine, and a lot of people do that. In fact, most people I would say do that are quite normal. People would post in the community and say, oh, I'm really nervous, and be very apologetic, but then everybody would just chip in and sort of be so welcoming, so friendly, and just like just so honest, really. And I think that's what I like about the community, is it's so honest, and like you've got such a cross section of people that you just there's no such thing as like a normal person who fits into the community. Everyone's so different, but everyone just kind of follows the same values, don't they? They just want to help each other. They want to be the welcome, the honesty, and the
I
welcome, the
think it just
friendliness.
takes
So
for one person to open up. You can have a Zoom with 5 people or 10 people, and it takes for one or two people to open up and say they're kind of struggling a little bit. Because people don't like to admit that they're struggling because they think, oh, it's something to be ashamed of. And it could just takes for one person to say, do you know, I really struggled at the weekend because everyone around me was drinking and I really didn't want to drink, but I kind of felt tempted. That you can have those kind of conversations, and then other people are like, yeah, I felt like that too. I did this to get past it. And also, what I would say as well about people joining, if you have tried to remove alcohol from your life or take a break many times, and each time you keep falling back into the same cycle, and you've never tried an online community before, give it a go. There's no contract. You can do 1 month and then leave after a month if you don't like it. I would say try and go for the 100 days and stay included and involved in the community, but you can join for a month, and if you don't like it, you can leave again.
No, that's absolutely spot on. Actually, just you saying there about people sharing their struggles and stuff, and here I am, sort of all cocky about, 6 years and all the rest of it. But you know this well, because I shared it with you, well, share with everybody before Christmas. I was struggling over Christmas, not struggling to want to drink, but just my mood was really down, and I was just struggling because, a lot of people have reasons why Christmas isn't for them, don't they? And don't get me wrong, I'm not a complete humbug, but I found it quite emotionally quite in a difficult time for various reasons. I won't go into now because it's just a long story. But what I'm trying to say is, even 6 years down the line, nearly, I really lent on the community and sort of, got myself involved and talked about it, and probably should have talked about it more actually in hindsight. But people were there, and people were picking me up who were, sort of further down the line. There's no like pecking order, is there, if you like, of
No,
sort of
there's
people.
absolutely not.
It's so yeah, it is. It's absolutely brilliant. I thought we'd have nothing to talk about, Kelly, but I think we're going to
No,
have
there
trouble
you
sort
go.
of
I think we'll
shutting
need to
you up
start
on
watching
this.
the
Right, so you mentioned a bit about sort of contracts and stuff there. Why don't we get the painful bit out of the way and tell people about what your costs, which buttons, isn't it?
So it's £19.99, so under £20 a month. Or you can sign up for the year, which is £199.99. Now for that, you get a mobile app that you download from the App Store, and you've got IT support and me, who's here to help anytime you need it. You've got a Zoom every day with 9 different hosts, got diet and fitness group with you, we've got hike club, book club, and just a supportive community. And we're also going to have some meetup events scheduled this year. We're just waiting on the survey results coming back to see what interest is out there. So for £19.99 a month, it's a bargain. It's a bargain. It's a bargain,
It's the
Ian.
price of an expensive bottle of wine, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well,
I
expensive
wouldn't
for
know
me
what
anyway.
wine I drank,
Two
but
cheap bottles of wine.
yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So, talk about there's lots of whenever you start, putting in Spotify, for example, which I'm in Spotify, if ever I have certain podcasts, alcohol-free podcasts in there, it then brings up loads of more, and you end up filled with all these alcohol-free podcasts. There's loads out there, isn't there? There's loads of different groups. How would you say we differ, or you differ rather, from, I don't know, anything else? What's your, I don't know, if you were a company, what's your mission statement, if you know what I mean? How do you set yourself apart, Kate?
So I would say we differ in that we are a community that welcomes anyone along the scale of problematic drinking. And also as well, we open up the conversation and talk about kind of what leads to addiction. I want to do some education chat around reducing stigma. And the reason I'm so passionate about that is because I've seen so many people come through online communities that have had connection and support that have are living amazing lives. And you can see that there's a fine line between where it could have went. It's like a fork road, and they joined this community and really improved their lives, and it could have went the other way. So there's a big part of opening up that conversation and saying it's okay to admit that you were kind of a bit dodgy and going in the wrong direction. You're in dodgy territory. But also as well, I've been able to open up and say I'm an alcoholic and speak about it openly because the love and support that I got within a community of people from different walks of life with different drinking habits from me really made me feel comfortable and supported. The fact that when I spoke to them about it, there was no judgment. And I think that's really important as well. So I think the fact that we are open to honest, raw conversations, and really looking at stamping out stigma and shame as part of this alcohol-free journey is where we differentiate, I think.
But the way you get there, I think, as well, is you're open and honest, but you're also it's positive as well, isn't it? And I think it's through a positive lens, if you know what I mean. I mean, I
Absolutely.
haven't been to any AA meetings or anything like that, so I don't know what they are like. But I wouldn't try and guess. But I think that certainly from what I've seen through over the influence and definitely now through Alcohol Uncensored, is like this that continued positivity. It doesn't have to
Positive,
be all doom and gloom, does it? And I
yeah.
think
Oh
that
God, no.
it's got to be like that, I think, personally, because otherwise you just end
What
up,
exactly? You know, it's got to, and that's what you're spot on. That's what I love about the community because, as I've said before, A, Alcoholics Anonymous is a split kind of opinions in a lot of places. For me, it's the medicine to my illness, and they're really lovely people, and you hear some nice stories about people in recovery and stuff, but you don't get the positivity and the learning and the growth and the open conversations like with people from different opinions. You can have right good debates about different stuff as well. Did you get what I mean?
Totally, totally. You talk about growth there, and I'm going to blow me on trumpet here for a second, but I did three podcasts. I think it was three sort of podcasts with OTI, Over the Influence. I did one of my first year, one of my second year. I skipped the third. I did one of my fourth. And I remember like listening back to the first one, and I was like a rabbit in the headlights. You know what I mean? Like, partly because I'd never, been on a podcast before,
And now
but.
you're hosting.
And now here I am gassing on with you. But I listen to it, and I think, God, and I listen to the fourth one, and I hear myself now talking in video, here I am, sort of talking to you, recording our own podcast. And you just talk about growth, and I'm a different fella to the bloke that, when I stopped drinking 6 years ago, I am. And it is down to it, with the catalyst for it all was stopping drinking, 100%, without a doubt. And I'm not going to start it, oh, I do this and I do that. It's not about personal trophies, is it? It's just about how you feel inside and how your brain works, and just, I sleep better. I look better within my own boundaries, if you know what I mean. I'm doing the best job I can. I'm just mentally and physically in a much better shape, more confident. I don't take things personally as much as I used to. I don't, I'm not as much of a people pleaser. And it all came down to firstly stopping drinking, but then just aligning myself with a community, like this, and just almost, just being proud of who I am, you know, and just
Yeah.
enjoying being part of the community, being proud, not being scared to talk. No, I
Yeah.
don't drink anymore. Why do I want to? I don't want to drink anymore.
Yeah.
I can give you a whole list of reasons why drinking isn't good for you. So don't, you know, yes, it might be strange, but sorry, I'm waffling on, but it's got me to my next question, which is, it's all about that, sort of the world is awash with drinking, isn't it? Awash with sort of, you know, I feel anyway, certainly, you know, where I live, and I don't think it's any different to anywhere else in England or elsewhere in the world,
Glasgow.
but drinking is just everywhere, isn't it? And it's the norm, and it's just taken for granted, isn't it? And
Yeah.
that's a big topic, isn't it? You can talk about that as much as me. It's
It
too
is.
big to
It is. I mean,
tackle.
it's just. Yeah. It's absolutely everywhere. And again, that's where community comes in as well, because it's like you're. It's so smothered in it in society. Like it's everywhere. Everyone around you's drinking. It's on the TV. So it just takes like for that to be dripping in, dripping in, dripping in every day, and you start to think maybe I don't need to take a break from alcohol. Maybe I should just have a few drinks. And that's where the community comes in, because then you come on a Zoom and you hear other people talking and you're like, no, I'm in the right place. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing it for the right reasons. And this is the thing as well. It's about when you remove alcohol from your life, it can appear boring. And let's face it can appear boring because you're used to. It does give you, it is a bit of fun to begin with. It's always fun to begin with. And it does give you that ease and comfort after a stressful day. And I think that's why you need to build your life into more, like meet new friends, get new hobbies, or restart old hobbies. And yeah, make a life that you think, there's no way I'm giving that up for a beer or a glass of wine. It's about having that positivity in your life, even on the bad days.
Yeah, spot on. It is exactly that, isn't it? And you're right, it can appear boring, and that is something that was leveled at me either directly or, you know, insinuated so many times, you know, when you didn't want to stay out till after clock, you know, you didn't want to go to certain events, you felt when you were there you were being boring because you weren't drinking, and everybody else was getting more and more stupid, and why can't I be like them? And you're right, it is just, it's perceived as being normal, isn't it? But then when you step out of it, you know, and look now, and I just think, like, why do people do that? Why do people, you know, make such monkeys of themselves and drink as much as they did? I'm a complete hypocrite, because that was me for you know, like I say, I'm 55 this year. That was me from the age of, you know, sort of 15 to 49 or 40, yeah, 49. So
And it takes a while to get there, doesn't it? Because in the beginning, you just it's like, I mean, it's not easy in the beginning because you've got all those habitual memories of the good times with alcohol, and the kind of the ease that it's just there if you're having a stressful day, just to kind of have a drink and feel better in the instant, but feel worse later. So it's not easy at the beginning. It definitely isn't easy, but my God, it's worth it. It's
Isn't it?
definitely worth it. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely worth
It
it.
is. It is hard, isn't it? Because your friendship group. I think about myself here, but my whole friendship group from the age of, like I say, 15, right the way through to 44. Sorry, 49. We're all drinkers. They were specially selected because of their drinking powers. Do you know what I mean? And because we had that in common, and that's what we used to do. And so suddenly you sort of you like you mentioned Andy Ramage there. I always remember Andy Ramage and talking about that fork in the road, saying, this is a well-trodden path. Everyone's going down that route. I like the look of this route where you can barely see where you're going, but I reckon there's something over there that's for me. And you've got this like image of like thrashing through the sort of undergrowth trying to get to this. And it's frightening, isn't it? Because you just feel like you're totally going on the wrong way, but you also know deep down it's the right way. There's a lot in our psyche. As humans, about, you know, it's all about tribe, isn't it? And it's all about, you know, if you suddenly, you know, like I did, I have a load of friends who all are into drinking, and suddenly you turn to them saying, I'm not coming to the pub tonight. I'm having a rest from drinking. I'm doing a dry January or whatever it is. That fear that it creates inside, it's almost like I'm deserting all my mates. My mates going to desert me. And there's something in us, there's research that proves this, that it's like, you know, we're tribal people, and instinctively we do not want to move, you know, go away from the tribe because it spells danger. You know, in years gone by, it would have been there's a saber-toothed tiger waiting for you around the corner if you walk away from all your mates. So, yeah, I'm waffling on, but you get the
No,
gist.
it's so true, and that's it. I think a lot of people find that part of it really difficult. It's kind of a lot of the time, well, not a lot of time, but some of the time, that's the most difficult part for people because they feel like they're losing friendships. They feel like I mean, change is difficult, isn't it? Any sort of change is difficult, but when you make such a change in your life where you start to not see your friends as much, and if you do see them, you've got all these feelings of feeling boring and stuff like that, then it's really difficult. But then there's this whole wide world out there waiting for you when you push past that. I mean, you look at us for the start of the year, and we don't want to talk. It's not about kind of smashing fitness challenges and stuff. But as a group in the community, we have all kicked off the year doing 75 hard or 75 soft, 75 my way, like a fitness and well-being challenge based around exercise every day, reading a book, drinking plenty of water, and following a diet. And we kicked that off at the beginning of January. We've all went, I mean, it's January's a bit of a shit month, isn't it? But we're all facing it a lot more positive than what we would have if we'd been drinking all bloody December.
Oh God,
Can you imagine? Can you imagine starting 75 hard on the 2nd of January if you were boozing all through Christmas?
Kelly, I've got my smug pants on at the moment. I love January for the reasons I've mentioned before. I love January because I see people struggling and think, yeah, you're struggling, aren't you? I'm not, because I feel great. And, you know, I don't come out like that, obviously, but you know,
No,
that's kind
you
of
just
how I feel
quietly think
inside.
it. That's the thing as well. You can share this sort of stuff with people like us. You can have
And
your
all you lot, they were all sort of like, you know, full of it in December, and now bloody absolutely sick as chips.
exactly.
Excuse me.
We've got a month of growth ahead of us, as
Correct.
wanky as that sounds.
Now, if people are listening to this for the first time, how do we prove to them that we're not just a bunch of weird internet nerds?
That's a
Because
hard one after.
it's a hard one, isn't it?
Yes.
Because we're not saying this isn't a cult, is it? We're not saying, you know, come and join us, ditch all your mates, we'll cure you. You know, it'll all be all right. You know, I joke when I talk about my friends. You know, I'm still good friends with the vast majority of people who I've been friends with for some time. Yes, some fall by the wayside. You find out who your friends are, don't you? But I have still got, you know, a good hardcore chunk of good friends, and my family still love me, so I'm doing all right. But how do we convince people we're not weird internet nerds, Kelly?
Well, I think if you just look at us two, like difference in age,
Well,
staying
are we the best examples?
completely but we stay in completely different countries, like completely different places from each other, different age groups, different drinking habits, and we're the best of friends, and we only met each other through an online sobriety community. We've did runs together, we've did hikes together. Do you know that? And that's basically what you get out of the online community. And we're just one example of that. There's so many different clusters throughout the community of that. It's just so many people from different walks of life that just get on. Because you know what I think as well? I think when people remove alcohol from their life, sober people that don't drink are nicer people. They're more patient, they're more accepting, they're less judgmental. You're just generally nicer people. And I'm not saying that all the people out there that are drinking aren't nice people. What I'm saying is they would be nicer and more patient and probably more.
It brings the best out in people,
It
doesn't it?
does. Yeah, it does. It does. And people that are listening to this are listening to it because they've thought about removing alcohol from their life many times because they know that they're not being the best version of themselves. So I don't think we're insulting anyone by saying that. Hopefully.
I think about all the people I've met, you know, sort of in real life, if you know what I mean, sort of as in, you know,
IRL.
IRL, there we go. You know, but who I met originally through, you know, over the influence, I think of, you know, people I've met who do the same sort of job as me, and I've now, you know, I sort of meet them when I'm you know, traveling on work business. I'll go out for lunch with them. I think about people who I've ran with. You know, I've ran with somebody I met on OTI in Valencia. Somebody I spent some time with somebody who lives in Berlin, who's part of the alcohol and censored community. Oh, God, I give you so many different examples of people who I've just friends I've made, and it becomes not about the drinking, does it? It's just they then just become mates, and you just voice note each other, or you're messaging each other, or you're just chatting, and it just so little friendships are formed. And please, one thing I'd like to get across from this chat is we are not weird internet nerds, are we? Well, some of us are nerds, but good
Yeah,
nerds, cool nerds. So.
there's a few nerds in the mix.
Yeah,
But yeah,
we've got nerds as well.
no.
Nerds are welcome. Yeah.
All nerds are welcome, yeah. No, we're not weird internet people. We're just people that enjoy alcohol-free life, enjoy sharing the positivity and supporting each other.
Yeah. And actually, something on that, just think about weird internet nerds is actually something that they talk about the protection actually that's also afforded through the community as well. So it's all very confidential, isn't it? And it's also very careful about sort of ensuring that people participate and interact in the right fashion. Do you want to just talk about that for a bit as well?
So so there's a moderation on the forum that filters through to me. So we've got the moderation, and if there's anybody that's kind of offensive or anything on there, it's dealt with quickly and efficiently. But
Not
also,
that it
as
ever happens, by the way, does it? It's
I said, no, God, no. I mean, it's never had to happen, no. It's just that's just one of the kind of things we've got in there just in case it happens. And it's completely private. It's a private, secure platform. So the only people that can view anything in there are people that have paid for a membership. So if you've not paid for a membership, you can't see the forum, you can't see the Zooms, you can't see member profile details or anything like that. And there is a private message function as well where you can chat to people. If you start to make friends with people on Zooms, you can message them. But again, there's efficient reporting in place in case there's anything that you feel uncomfortable with. But again, there's never been any of that.
No.
But I think the biggest thing for people is when you do join a community, you don't, so a lot of people don't want their friends and family to know. And from that instance, it's completely private. Like there's no outside. And also as well, the only thing we ask, and there is a kind of code of conduct message that pops up on Zoom, we ask that no one comes on Zoom if they're under the influence of any drugs, alcohol.
Cool. I was going to say there, yes, I think this is going all right. I mean, it might be absolute shit show
How
when it gets
long
out
have we been
there.
talking for? I think we've been
Say
talking for a
again?
while. How long have we been talking for?
Oh, about 50 minutes, I think.
That's
Yeah,
not
maybe
bad.
not that long. But before we sort of just wrap things up, if we do more of these podcasts, and I think we should, I think we should maybe introduce people to other members of the community, maybe some of the Zoom
Absolutely.
hosts. So that will be my idea, will be to actually get, maybe start to get some of the Zoom hosts on here, let them tell their story, and and I think from that people will be fascinated, and someone will relate to somebody. We've got guys in America, we've got people in Germany, we've got people all over the place, haven't we? There's something for everyone, if you know what I mean. There's a story for everyone. Everyone's got a different story, so.
There's someone to relate to either within the community and the Zoom host, and the Zoom hosts are so lovely and so supportive. I'm sure they'll love to come on and chat to us. But yeah, I've got I am confident that people will love them.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Right. So the big bit, Kelly, if people want to get in touch and they want to just find out a bit more, how is the best way to go about it?
So they can message us on the website, which is alcoholuncensored.co.uk, or they can email us at team@alcoholuncensored.co.uk or message me on Instagram or Facebook.
Brilliant. If we've got any questions or concerns, those messages go straight to you, don't they? And you're responding to those. So you're going to get it's not a droid that's going to be responding to those. It's Kelly who's going to be telling you, answering any questions and concerns. So it's a proper
The team
person.
mailbox is the team mailbox is Kelly. I just put team in there to make it sound good.
Make it look like it's a big team. Yeah,
Make
there's loads of you.
it look like I've got
Yeah.
a team behind me. Well,
Tell us.
I've got you and the other Zoom hosts, and we've got
Yeah.
a lot of help and support. You know what I mean?
Totally, yeah, and it's 20 quid a month. It's not a lot, is it, really? When
It's not.
when you think how much you spend on drink, how much I used to
Exactly.
spend on drink, bloody hell, I used to spend a load.
God, God, don't. Let's end in a high.
It's
Don't let's not end in
well,
thinking
that's
about
one
me.
thing, right? Well, let's end on a high. I'm not. If we do another one of these, I'm going to go away and I'm going to tot it up, because you can do it, can't you? Work out how much I would have spent on drinking, and how much I've
That'd be
saved not
interesting.
drinking over the last 6 years.
Yeah,
Right, there we
that'd be
go. There's a
interesting.
reason to come back, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. Let's come back and find out how much Ian used to spend in booze.
Kelly, I've loved this.
Me too.
I don't know what
Me
other
too.
people think of it, but I think it's great.
Yeah.
So
We'll see
there we
how it
go.
goes, and I
Really
will
enjoyed
catch
it.
you next week.
Right, see you next time.
See ya. Bye.
Ta-da.